Let's read together Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. In this last section of the book of Proverbs, we have a description of the noble wife. Proverbs chapter 31, beginning with verse 10. Who can find a virtuous or excellent wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now, our first question in reference to background is the following. Who wrote this description of the noble wife? Was this part of the chapter also written by King Lemuel, that is, containing the advice and counsel that his mother gave him about finding a good wife? Or was this section written by Solomon or by an unknown inspired writer? Well, we'll have to wait until we get to heaven to find out, because we just don't know now. This beautiful description of the noble wife is an acrostic poem. That is, each verse begins with a different Hebrew letter in the order of the Hebrew alphabet. Thus, verse 10 starts with a Hebrew word beginning with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, namely Aleph. Then verse 11 starts with a Hebrew word beginning with Bet, the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and so on through the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Well, that brings us to our doctrinal point for this last section of Proverbs 31. The noble wife of Proverbs 31 is a biblical role model. The noble wife of Proverbs 31 is a biblical role model. Now, when you read the complete description of the noble wife, you might be thinking that there is no woman who measures up 100% to all of these standards. And you might be right. But think of this noble wife of Proverbs 31 as the perfect role model to follow. So if you're looking for a biblical role model of a godly wife, Proverbs 31 is the place to find her. So let's look at her qualities in this acrostic Hebrew poem. Verse 10, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The Hebrew phrase here could be translated excellent, virtuous, noble, or fine. The point of the verse is that such wives are not easy to find. And if you do find such a woman, she is far more valuable than a precious gemstone. Would you agree? Verse 11 here, Proverbs 31. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. The idea here is not that the husband can be a couch potato because his wife does all the work. No. The idea is that this wife is a good manager of the family budget. She is not overspending or running up credit card debt. Verse 12, She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Her husband can trust her completely in every area. He does not have to worry about her talking behind his back or telling family secrets. And that's so important a quality in a wife. Notice it is a lifelong character trait. Verse 13, she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She knows how to weave and sew. Linen is made from flax, in case you were wondering. And she enjoys this domestic work. The second line of this verse in Hebrew is literally, she works with the delight of her hand. It is not drudgery. Verse 14, she is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. Now, this verse is not talking about her size and weight. No. It is talking about her shopping ability and creativity in the bargains she is able to find in the marketplace, full of shops and wares. Verse 15, she also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She not only gets up early to get the home fires going, but she sacrificially puts the needs of her whole household, including the servants, before her own needs. Verse 16, she considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. Well, we see from this verse and other verses to follow that this noble wife is not stuck in the kitchen all day. No, she is also definitely involved in interests outside the home. So here in verse 16, we see that this excellent wife has a business mind and wisely invests in buying a field and planting a vineyard. Notice, by the way, how her husband is able to trust his wife with family financial matters. Verse 17, she girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. Does this mean that she goes to the gym every day and works out? Well, I suppose you could make that an application, but that's certainly not the interpretation in the context. The point of this verse is that this noble wife has a healthy attitude towards work and is not afraid of strenuous work. Verse 18, she perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. This worthy woman puts in a long day, but as a result, she is on top of things and thus there is prosperity for this household. Verse 19, she stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She knows how to use the spinning wheel and loom. Verse 20, she extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. With all her busy activity, she does not forget to share with the poor and needy. And I doubt that a woman of this caliber would foolishly give to freeloaders. You tell them to get off their lazy rear ends and work for a living. Verse 21, she is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. Yes, it does get cold and snow in Israel, but if you have the right outdoor clothing, you don't have to worry. Scarlet was good material. Verse 22, she makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Now, the word coverings or tapestry here could include bed covers, window drapes, wall hangings, and upholstery. We also see in this verse that this noble wife did not go around looking like a servant. No, she dressed appropriately for the position that she had as the wife of a well-known public official, as we see in the next verse, verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. Sitting in the gate here does not mean that her husband just sat around by the gate of the city all day drinking coffee with the other men of the town. No, the city gate was where public affairs were carried out and where the city court was located. The only way this man was able to have the needed time to be so involved in local government was because of his dedicated and hardworking wife. Verse 24, She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. This woman is such a good seamstress that she not only sews clothes and other items for her own home, as we saw in verses 21 and 22, but she uses her expertise to make a little extra money by having a small home business. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. This noble woman dresses well, but she is far more than outward show. She is characterized by moral and spiritual strength and dignity. As a godly, efficient woman, she can face the future with confidence. Verse 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. We see that this worthy woman is more than just a hard worker around the home. She is wise and shares her wisdom and kind teaching with all who will listen. I'm sure she would give wise counsel to her husband, who had to make decisions concerning the important affairs of the city in which they lived. Verse 27, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. I'll say, this woman is a super mom. No wonder her children and husband praise her, as we see in verses 28 and 29. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. And we see in verse 31 that this worthy woman should be honored in the city gates in her own right, not just as the wife of her honored husband. Verse 31, give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. The noble wife of Proverbs 31 is a biblical role model. And now let's take our practical application from verse 30 of this closing section of Proverbs 31 about the noble wife. Look for more than looks. Look for more than looks. Verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Now, this practical application is especially addressed to the single young men in my listening audience. However, those of you who are parents or grandparents can certainly pass this counsel on to your sons and grandsons. Look for more than looks. That is, don't fall in love and marry a woman just because she is nice looking. Look for more than looks. It's often been said that beauty is only skin deep, and it's true. Now, that's not a Bible verse, but it is a biblical truth. Have your son or grandson read this passage in Proverbs 31 before they go looking around for a potential wife and life partner. Better yet, before that time, while they are young, teach them this passage in Proverbs 31. Emphasize these wonderful qualities of a godly woman that make for a committed wife and mother. Nice looks are like the icing on a cake. Great if you have cake as well, but very disappointing if there's no cake. Look for more than looks.